Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's going on? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, and I'm back on PKN Radio. I'm back on Blog Talk Radio. I am back and ready, excited, grateful, ready to press forward by faith. It has truly been a minute. A lot going on last year towards the end of the year. But we thank God, nothing bad, all good. But we just thank God. We just thank God that God is God. I'm so grateful and excited to reconnect with you all, encouraging and inspiring you all to press forward by faith always. It's the By Faith Be Good podcast. Hallelujah. To God be all of the glory. An hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children unto him. First and foremost, happy blessed New Year, family. It's another beautiful blessed year that God, the only true living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has truly blessed us to see. I know it's February, but if I haven't connected with you since last year, if you haven't heard my voice, if I haven't seen you, I just want to make sure I say to you, happy, blessed New Year. That's right, because I decree and declare this year for you is a blessed year. Hallelujah. Shout out to all of our family all over the world. Shout out to all of my family, my Philly family, my Chicago family, my family all over this world. We are all family, right? Because we are all children of God. Shout out to my Facebook family, who those of you who are tuning in tonight. Shout out to my Instagram family, those of you who are tuning in tonight. Well, family, I'm not going to prolong this long greeting or introduction. We're going to get into the Word of God tonight. I'm excited that this is the first broadcast of the year for the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show. I'm excited. I'm grateful for all the great things God is doing. Shout out to all of God's messengers. Shout out to all of my PKN family, my Purpose Kingdom Network family, all of God's messengers. Shout out to you. I love you all. God is doing a great work here at PKN, and we are so grateful, giving God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Shout out to our CEO and founder, Pastor Toy. She's been such a blessing. We appreciate her for her dedication, her diligence, her faithfulness. We thank God for her. So let's get into it tonight, family. We got 1 hour. Amen. So let's get into it. As always, I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer. And we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father, we say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful, blessed day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for healing and deliverance. Thank you, God, that you are always with us. Thank you. Hallelujah. You're so wonderful, God. We decree and declare tonight, God, that you will have your way. We pray that you have your way tonight, Holy Spirit, as we know you will. Father, we pray that you bless this word, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing to your children. Hallelujah, God, that we install it, live by it, and share it with fear and have your way. Speak through me, speak for me, take control in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that someone will rise tonight and ask the most important question that they could ever ask, and that is, what must they do to be saved? God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for all that you've done, for all that you're doing, and for all that you will do. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, family, I want to take a moment to shout out all of my KCI family, my Kingdom Church International Ministries, Empower People Church family. What's going on? Can I share a quick testimony? God has blessed us to close on a new building today. So I just want to take a minute to shout out all of my KCI family. Shout out Pastors John and Kisha Coleman. We thank God for their diligence and their faithfulness as well to the vision God has provided, because God is truly doing a great work. Well, family, guess what? Tonight we're getting into part 9. That's right. We are still in this series titled Things That Contaminate Your Faith. And so last year, I believe the last podcast, the last By Faith Be Good podcast we did last year, I believe it was in November. Amen. And we finished out part 7 and part 8 of this series, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. And this is a 10-part series, all right? And so tonight we're going to get into part 9. And next month we're going to close out this series with part 10. Hallelujah. And after we close out part 10 next month, watch this. I want you to stay tuned, because Things That Contaminate Your Faith will be a book that will be released soon. Amen. And so soon as we close this series out, I was in my studies. I was in the Word of the Lord, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, I want you to also release this series book. I want you to put it in a book, and I want you to release it to the world, because I want my children to know and understand what contaminates their faith so that they won't allow these things to take root in their lives, to control them, to cause dysfunction, to cause them to be distracted. And that is really the purpose of this series, family, understanding what contaminates our faith. Because the Word of the Lord says in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, this has been our theme scripture. The Word of the Lord says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Here it is, verse 17. The Lord says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith. This is our theme scripture for this series. And so we go from faith to faith. You know, God takes us from faith to faith. We're created to live from faith to faith, from beginning to end, from start to finish. We cannot be ashamed to love God, to serve God, to trust God, to commit our life to being in and maintaining a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the only true living God. And so the Lord downloaded this series in my spirit, because he wants us to go from faith to faith. God has given us the power and the authority through Jesus Christ to not allow ourselves to be distracted, to not allow ourselves to be defeated. Come on, to control our environment. God has given us the power and the authority through Jesus Christ for us to not drown in our feelings and our emotions, allow what we see to dictate what we believe, but to walk by faith and not by sight, because the Lord knows and understands that he has fully equipped us, that he has anointed us to overcome every obstacle, to press through every challenge, to tear down every stronghold, to defeat every giant, to break loose out of every bondage. I'm preaching already. God has given us the power and the authority to destroy every yoke, to back off the enemy, to break every generational curse. So tonight, God, hallelujah, we have to understand who we are, know who we are, love who we are, and how God has created us to flow in the earth. Oh, glory to God. So tonight we're getting into part 9, and I just want to share briefly some of the things that we already went over. I mean, if you tuned into this podcast, family, if you tuned in to this broadcast throughout last year, I mean, I believe that you were blessed, because there were so many different areas that we covered concerning things that contaminate your faith. I mean, the Lord has used me and blessed all of us to understand how fear can contaminate your faith, worrying, being under pressure, negative thoughts, negative speaking, I mean bitterness and so many different things, envy and strife and being malicious and being prideful. I mean, so many things that we allow at times to come into play in our lives that will contaminate our faith family. And so we have to recognize these things that are contaminating our faith and position ourselves to not allow them to. Amen. And so here it is. We know that even throughout life, we have moments, right? We have our moments where we may feel sad or we feel down. We have our moments, some who have lost a loved one. We have our moments. But what's important is that we learn how to bounce back. That's the important factor, that we learn how to bounce back. If you're going to have your moment, have your moment. If you got to cry sometimes, cry sometimes. Hallelujah. Come on, because I encourage you that whatever is in you, whatever you've been hoarding, whatever you're holding in, it's better to release it than to hold on to it. You don't want to keep building on what's not adding value to your life, to your purpose, and the people around you. And so you can't hold nothing in, right? Because eventually when it does come out, it's not going to be good. And a lot of times when it comes out on the wrong person or people who don't even deserve it, right? And so we want to make sure that we release what needs to be released and that we fill ourselves up with the Word of God. We got to get into the Word of God so that the Word of God can get into us. God said in his Word, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so what's in you is what's going to come out of you. And so you got to avoid them things out of your heart, out of your life that does not add value to who you are in Christ, your purpose, your family, your community, on your job, wherever you go and all that you do. You got to avoid them things out and make sure that you have a heart that is filled with love, joy, peace, happiness. Here it is, respect, that's right, and most importantly, the Word of God. And so tonight, what can contaminate your faith? What else can contaminate your faith, family? You know, some well-known areas of life that can contaminate your faith also, here it is, and you know about these. You know about these areas. These three things can contaminate your faith. And I'm talking about anxiety, I'm talking about depression, and I'm talking about one that easily creeps up on people a lot of times. And I'm talking about frustration. That's right. We're going to get into it tonight. I pray I have some time. Glory to God. Listen, these things contaminate your faith. Anxiety, depression, and frustration. All right? How do these emotions, when coming into play in your life, contaminate your faith? Let's break it down. Y'all know I'm going to break it down. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. And so also, I thank God for blessing me. That's right, to do my research. I had to study and learn myself. I can't teach nothing that I don't take the time and learn and study my own, right? So I have to receive the understanding in order to give you the understanding. I thank God for what he provides in the spirit, and I thank God for how he blesses us to learn even in the natural. So check it out. Anxiety is a feeling of fear. That's right. See, a lot of these emotions, a lot of things that God has already blessed me to speak on throughout this series, they're partners, partnerships. When one comes into play, the other one comes. When you allow one to take root, it gives birth to others. It gives birth to other emotions, other problems, right, other issues. And so they work together. This is why faith and fear can't coexist. This is why faith and your feelings cannot coexist. You cannot be strong in faith if you are in your feelings. This is why the enemy desires for you to be in your feelings, because when you are in faith, he can't touch you. But when you are in your feelings, you are not in faith. And if you are not in faith, you're not covered. because God says his word is at work in those who believe. So you got to activate your faith so that you can activate God's word, so God's word can become your reality, so that the devil can't touch you, so that you can become unstoppable, unbreakable, unshakable, so that you can be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the Lord, because your work, your time of prayer, your time of praise and worship in him will never be in vain. And so the enemy wants you to be in your feelings so that he can come against you, so that he can come against your mind, so that he can distract you, so that he can have you feeling all types of ways, so that he can try to put you in a position of being depressed, so he can try to put you in a position of being frustrated. The enemy likes when he has an opportunity to try and isolate you, to make you feel as though you're all alone, that there's no hope, that making you feel as though you can't come out of where you are. But I'm here to let you know tonight that the devil is a whole lie. He's a liar, and he's defeated in Jesus' name. And so throughout your life, you may have your moments. It's all right. Go ahead and have your moments. But what's important is that you learn how to bounce back, and that you make up in your mind, devil, you need to get away from me. I evict you out of my life. I evict you out of my family. Get your hands off my money. Back away from my children. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus, because I didn't got a revelation. God didn't reveal himself to me. I didn't got a word from the Lord. I didn't tap into the power of God. I'm anointed. I'm called. I'm a son, I'm qualified, and I'm a force to be reckoned with. Devil, you done made a wrong move when you tried to come against me. I done got a revelation and an understanding of who I am in Christ. And now I'm a bust hell wide open, and I'm going to send you back there where you belong in Jesus' name. We're not playing. See, that's why we can't play church. We can't play church. See, we can't be religious. Nuh-uh. See, we're in a season and time where we can't do what we used to do, because what we used to do won't work now. That's why God is stretching us. That's why God is pulling us outside of our comfort zone. This is why we have to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is why we have to choose relationship over religion and faith over tradition, because when you flow according to tradition, you put restrictions and limitations on yourself. When you flow according to tradition, tradition is a cycle. It's something that remains the same. It's the same way, the same time, every time. And you got to break out of being traditional. Tradition is okay when it comes to maintaining legacy, because we want to honor those who prepared the way before us. But when it comes to your purpose, when it comes to your prosperity, when it comes to how you live, when it comes to your forward movement, when it comes to God working through you, you cannot be traditional, because every instruction that God gives you, it will not be logical. It won't even make sense at the time. You won't even be able to apply your human reasoning to it. All you're going to be able to do is rise up and give God your yes. God, I'll follow your instructions. I'll go where you say go. I'll be who you say be. You created me to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. And so anxiety is a feeling of fear. Get into what the Lord, what I wrote down, family. Glory to God. And so anxiety is a feeling of fear. It's uneasiness. It's dreading life, right? Situations. It might cause you to sweat, feel restless and tense, and have a rapid heartbeat. It can be a normal reaction to stress. For example, you might feel anxious when faced with a difficult problem at work before taking or before making an important decision. Anxiety can also cause stomach pain, nausea, and digestive trouble. Anxiety can cause headaches and insomnia or other sleep issues, waking up frequently, for example, or weakness or fatigue, rapid breathing or shortness of breath, pounding heart, a pounding heart or increased heart rate, sweating or trembling or shaking, This is why anxiety is not good, and it contaminates your faith because it causes dysfunction. And anything that causes dysfunction should not be allowed to take root in your life. All right? Anxiety can cause muscle tension or pain. Anxiety can also lead to panic attacks because anxiety is also when the body responds to stress. We're going to break it down tonight. And so also, what else can contaminate your faith? Depression, because depression, it is a major, it is being in a major depressive position. It is a depressive disorder. It is a common and serious medical illness and negatively affects how you feel, right? The way you think and how you act. Depression, a mental condition characterized by feelings of severe dependency and dejection, right? Typically also with feelings of inadequacy. Guilt, often accompanied by a lack of energy or disturbance of appetite and sleep, right? Depression can cause sadness. Depression causes feelings of sadness and or loss of interest in activities or, you know, those activities that you enjoy, those things that you like to do, those things that motivate you, right? Those things that keep you focused. Depression causes you not to even have any interest in doing the things that you love to do, the things that will glorify God, the things that will push you forward, the things that will add value to your family. Depression can lead to a variety of emotional and physical problems and can cause a decrease. It can decrease your ability to function at work or even at home. Symptoms can vary from mild to severe and can include also feeling sad and having a depressed mood, loss of interest or pleasure, doing the things that helps you, that adds happiness to your life, whether if it's writing, singing, reading, right, creating, working. Also changes your appetite. Also causes problems when trying to sleep. Depression also decreases your energy. All right? Depression, it increases purposeless physical activity. Oh, my goodness. Inability to sit still. What depression causes as well. Depression, this is why we cannot allow depression to take root. Watch this. Depression will make you feel worthless and guilty all the time. You can't be in faith if you allow guilt to take root in your life. You can't be in faith if you don't even feel as though you're worth what God has in store for you. Come on, let's get into it tonight. You're going to be in faith if you don't even feel like you're worth. You're worth being successful. You got to know your worth, and you got to evict spirit of depression out of your life. I'm worth everything God promised me. I'm worth prospering. I'm worth being the head and not the tail. I'm worth being above only and not beneath. I am worth being victorious. Depression will make you feel worthless. I'm worth being who God created me to be, because if I wasn't, he wouldn't have created me in the first place. I'm worth everything that God has in store for me. We got to have our priorities straight. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But let me tell you something. That don't mean I'm going to allow myself to struggle. That don't mean I'm going to allow myself to sink in poverty and lack. And all these issues, these worldly issues, you got to be kidding me. I'm breaking. Listen, family. This is why you got to get into God's word. Because as Dr. Bill Winston even said, one revelation can change your whole life. One revelation through God's word. This is why the last 2 weeks we were talking. Those of you, listen, let me calm down because I wish I had an opportunity to share it on this broadcast as well. And this is why I pray some of you all connect with me and even all of God's messengers on PKN Radio, because God downloads in us what we need to pour out into you all so that you can succeed in the life he created you to live. Amen? And so the last 2 weeks, we did a series titled Living the Empowered Life by Faith, right? In order to live the empowered life by faith, right, need an encounter with God. Hallelujah. Just like Paul, when he was Saul, he had an encounter with God on the road to Damascus. He had an encounter with God that changed his way of thinking. He had an encounter with God that changed the way he lived. He had an encounter with God that changed the way he viewed those who were followers of Christ before he was. And so you got to have an encounter with God so that through the Holy Ghost, he will inspire and empower you and raise you up and activate his anointing power in your life, that you can live victoriously. Another area of life, that frustration, this is a big one right here. Everybody in this world has been frustrated at one time or another. Let's go. I've been frustrated, but I thank God that I've learned how to get into his word. I thank God that I have a prayer life. Woo! I thank God that I've gotten to know him for myself. I thank God that I've experienced his peace that passeth all understanding, and so keep our hearts and minds through his son, Jesus Christ. Frustration, the feeling of being upset or annoyed, especially because of inability to change or achieve something. Frustration comes so easily. Accomplish something when you can't get to a certain point in life, when you can't achieve something, when you feel as though there's no forward movement. Frustration can also come by being annoyed when you're around people that you feel as though are annoying to you. No offense to nobody, and I'm not being shady, but sometimes this is why you got to check your circle. Because if you're around people who put you in your feelings, then you don't need to be around them. It doesn't mean you have to be negative. It doesn't mean you should not love them. It doesn't mean you should not be there for them. You just have to understand where their place is in your life. Oh, that's another word for another time. Glory to God. You got to understand where they belong in your life. If they are annoying to you and you feel as though you ain't got to express it to them negatively, you just recognize within yourself that some things that people say or some ways that people act or some things that people do, it doesn't add value to you. It does not add value to your health. It doesn't add value to you being in your right mind. It does not add value to you being focused. So sometimes, yes, you have to stay in love, but you have to separate yourself. You're not going to stay around people or a group of people or a person who's causing me to be frustrated and not have a care about it. Not like they don't care. Some people just don't acknowledge. They're not able to acknowledge what's happening. This is why God has those of us who are here to pour into you so you can recognize what's right and what's wrong, what to allow, what not to allow, how to live, how not to live, how to flow, how not. According to God's word, am I right about it? Glory to God. He gets all the glory. You know, frustration, the prevention of progress. Frustration is prevention of success or fulfillment of something. So not only can you be frustrated by people, places, and things, not only can you be frustrated from not achieving something, frustration will also block you from succeeding in achieving something. Not only will you be frustrated because you're feeling as though you're not achieving something, but it's like a double whammy. It's like a double dose of failure, a double dose of holding you back. Because if you allow yourself to be frustrated because you feel as though you're not achieving something, once you allow yourself to be frustrated, not only are you frustrated because what you have not achieved, you are also blocking any further achievements, blessings, further progression that will take are you frustrated because of what happened in the moment, but your frustration are also blocking other moments of blessing, other moments of peace and prosperity. Being frustrated can give birth also. Remember, birth to one thing, it also gives birth to other things. We learned that in part 7 and 8, and I can't wait to release this book because part 7 and 8 was like mind-blowing to me. Frustrated can give birth to anger, hatred, which can destroy relationships. Being frustrated because of the lack of being impatient. Come on now. Come on, I have problems being patient sometimes. I got to pray. I got to get in God's word because I just want some things to happen quick. If you ask me, I'm just being real. But I thank God once again. I thank God for his word. I thank God. I thank God I got a prayer life. I thank God I know him for myself. Because we've all had moments of being impatient. Frustration because of the lack of prayer. There it is. Not dwelling in God's word. The lack of trust in God. Develop through getting to know him and having a personal relationship with him. Come on, you got to trust God. If you trust God, why are you frustrated? Frustration can also be a deep, chronic sense or state of insecurity and dissatisfaction arising from unresolved problems or unfulfilled needs. This happens for some people because when problems come, they sweep them under the rug, always trying to avoid actually dealing with the problem. So frustration comes in because the fact that you never felt as though there is a problem. The same problems keep appearing. Never dealt with the problem. So throughout your life, these problems keep coming up and they're never going away, when instead of dealing with the problem and solving the problem, you are sustaining the problem. This is why you need the Holy Spirit to help you solve the problem so that the problem goes away. You don't give a place of residence to frustration. Frustration comes in and takes root when you have unfulfilled needs. Being prideful and not communicating with those you can go to let them know what you need. Because of pride and insecurities, you hold back and you become frustrated because you don't have what you need, when all you have to do is open up your mouth and say something, because God will assign those people to you who don't mind helping you and giving you and making sure you have what you need. Watch this. And won't expect anything in return. But they have an understanding that God takes care of them. Learning about these three areas, anxiety, depression, and frustration, can I encourage you tonight? God did not create you to function like this in the earth. God created you to have a relationship with him, to trust him, to fully depend on him at all times and all circumstances. The enemy will use these three areas to contaminate your faith, to throw you off balance, to cause dysfunction in your marriage and your family and even on your job. But you have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, found in Ephesians 6 and 10. This is why you have to have God's word as your foundation. Because in order to renew your mind, you have to go to God first. In order to be strong in faith, you have to be grounded in God's word, so that by faith, God's word will come alive in your life and become your reality. Family, in order to avoid your faith from being contaminated, you have to have scriptures in God's word to deal with specific areas in your life that need to be dealt with and dealt with God's way. In order to maintain your faith, you have to use God's word. God has a word. God has a word, literally a scripture, and everything you will ever go through in your life. When it comes to anxiety, depression, and frustration contaminating your faith, the word of the Lord says in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, come on, you know I got a word. I got to get in God's word, because I need to give you the cure for anxiety, depression, and frustration. And this is the cure. The word of the Lord says in Philippians chapter 4, whoo, that was deep. Because, see, God's word is his word got power. His word heals. His word grooms. His word restores. Amen? And so the cure for these three areas, family, Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 in the King James Version, the word of the Lord says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Hallelujah. And the God of peace shall be with you. See, we are to feed our minds with blessings from God and the good things we can find in our lives, situations. We are to think about what is true rather than the lies Satan would have us believe. We are to dwell on what is noble and right so our actions will follow our thoughts. I've seen people who had negative thoughts, and when you try to communicate with them, it's not good. Satan appeared and been thinking stuff in their mind, which now they're at the point that whatever they were thinking about in their mind, it is coming out into their actions. So you got to be careful. Paul seems to indicate he could have written a list, had written so much about rejoicing in the Lord found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, and God's peace. These were certainly topics he would have enjoyed. Instead, he summarizes a list of areas that is important for believers. What is true and lovely and just and commendable and pure and excellent and honorable and praiseworthy. You got to think about what God has done. That's praiseworthy. Come on, you got to think about how God delivered you. That's praiseworthy. You got to think about where God brought you from. That is true. That is honorable. That is lovely. You are lovely, God, because you love me. You love me so much that you deliver me. You got to think about who God is and how he reveals himself to you. God showed up as Jehovah Jireh. He supplied your every need. He showed up as Jehovah Rapha. He healed your body. He showed up as your deliverer. He showed up as your refuge, your place of safety. He covered you. He showed up as the strength of your life and renewed your strength. Think on those things. Woo! And so as believers, about these things, while God guards our hearts, in Philippians 4 and 7, also commanded focus our lives on things that please God. As children of God, we have, hallelujah, we have been brought into a family, a relationship with God through our union with Jesus Christ. By faith, we are expected to take responsibility for walking in spirit and in truth, for walking by faith and living out God's word in spirit and in truth, living as unto the Lord, trusting in the word of God, depending on our heavenly Father, submitting to the Holy Spirit. That's right. That's right. We could stay right there all night if we wanted to, submitting to the Holy Spirit. Come on, you got to submit to that conviction. Can I stop right there for a minute? Because conviction is not condemnation. Can we stop right there for a minute? Conviction is not condemnation. Come on, don't let the enemy deceive you. Somebody getting blessed tonight. Somebody needed to hear me. The Lord said, wait a minute, stop right there. See, conviction is not condemnation. Conviction is not an opportunity to run from God. Conviction is an opportunity to grow in God. Listen. Is not an opportunity to run from God. Conviction is an opportunity to grow in God. Conviction is not condemnation. Conviction is an opportunity to learn from a mistake, to learn from a decision that may have been made, to learn concerning the right way to live and how to press forward and how to seek God first, to live in a way that is pleasing to God. Can't allow conviction from the Holy Ghost you to go astray. Can't be prideful with God. Take heed to that conviction. You got to recognize conviction. Hey, this is an opportunity. This must be a teaching moment because I feel the Holy Ghost. I just got convicted. This must be a teaching moment. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is our teacher. Come on, we got to connect the dots, family. He, the Holy Spirit, all things, bring all things back to our remembrance and show us things to come. The Holy Spirit, he is our intercessor. Advocate. We have God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Ghost living within us. This is how powerful we are, and this is why God gets the glory. We have to submit to the Holy Spirit, abiding in Christ. Hallelujah. Ownership of all that is ours in Christ by faith. Oh, I just want to encourage you tonight. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 9 even says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. See, here it is. Some of you ain't going to like this, but I'm going to give it to you how God gave it to me. And so just hearing and reading the word of God is not enough. Especially when it comes to anxiety, depression, and frustration contaminating your faith. Listen, do not think you're going to live in this world in your own strength. You got to be kidding me, okay? You cannot live in this world in your own strength. There's too much chaos going on. Come on, some of you don't even know how you're still here in your right mind. Come on, that's because God is sustaining you in ways that you don't even know how. Come on, he said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, his peace passeth all understanding and shall keep your hearts and minds through his son Jesus Christ. Come on, listen to the word of God. His peace passeth all understanding and shall keep your hearts and minds through his son Jesus Christ. There's situations you have no clue how you made it out of. Know how you got to where you are. Know what the things that you dealt with did not take you out. You don't even know. How some bills got paid. You don't even know how food appeared in your refrigerator. You don't even know. Because God's peace passeth all understanding. He gave you his peace, and his peace restored the calmness in you on a level where things just fell in place without you even recognizing it. Oh, my goodness. Because God is God like that. Calm while he do the work. Yay! Glory to God. Oh, you know, saying and applying what we learn through God's word to our lives is what brings peace and wisdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The battle for right choices begins in our minds. Our Creator gave us an incredible brain with the ability to do great things in life, including thinking. Many times our thoughts lead us into a downward spiral, and quickly our attitudes follow. Let you think about something somebody did to you, you're going to get mad all over again. Especially when you think about it and you see them in the same day or even in the same moment. Control of where we are and how we decide to press forward. We have the power of Christ enabling us to stop those negative defeating thoughts. Even when we go back and look at Philippians, once again, here it is, Philippians 4 and 7. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through his son, Jesus Christ. When we pray and seek God and spend time meditating on his word and trust in him throughout all situations, we will experience God's peace. No one can give peace like the Lord. Can I say it again? No one can give peace like the Lord. One more time. No one can give peace like the Lord. Again, no one can give peace like the Lord. He is our refuge, our protector, our comforter. He comforts us. He strengthens us. at all times. It's such a blessing and comforting to know that God is always in control. Know that God is not disappointed, upset, frustrated, or angry with you. Come on, I'm getting ready to extend an invitation for somebody to accept Christ. But can I bless you real quick? You got to understand tonight, from this moment forth, come on, somebody need this tonight. Stop playing church. Stop playing with God. Somebody needs this tonight. You need to understand that God is not disappointed. He is not upset. He is not frustrated. He is not angry with you. God will chastise us just like our earthly parents. God will get us together. Yes, he will. Our attention. Straight. Oh. God, his anger. Love covers a multitude of sin. God loves you. He'll ever be mad at you. And so I want to take this moment before we close out tonight. We're going to have some announcements by our founder and CEO, Pastor Tyrone Daly. But we want to take this moment. I've said a mouthful. And y'all know I can be animated sometimes. So I know I was animated tonight. It's all right to be animated, to bring this word from God alive so that we can receive it and apply it to our lives. God is just so amazing, family. And I want to take this time to extend an invitation to you all. You're listening tonight. You're searching for a better way to live. You're searching for a better way to. You're searching for a better way to live your life. You're searching for a better way to handle your problems. You're searching for a better way to live a blessed life. I'm going to encourage you tonight. That way is Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm so glad I got an opportunity to be back on PKN Radio and Blog Talk Radio, to be on Purpose Kingdom Network tonight. I'm so excited for what God has in store for you and all of us in this new year. But before we can press forward and really enjoy the life God created us to live, we got to handle our priorities. And if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life tonight, if you don't have a personal relationship with him, you need to handle your priority. And first thing first, you need to accept Jesus Christ into your life. And he'll take care of everything else. Don't allow yourself to be anxious, depressed, or frustrated. But position yourself to be able to trust God. That he'll supply your every need. He'll heal you. He'll deliver. He'll restore. He'll make your whole life whole. And not only will he do great things in your life, but the great things that he does in your life will overflow into the lives of your family and everybody attached to you. You are in position to make the greatest decision you will ever make. There's no other decision that you will ever make that will be greater than the decision to accept Jesus Christ into your life. And in this, listen, your family's prosperity, your family's prosperity is attached to you. See, God has given you concepts. He's given you strategies. He's given you ideas. He's showing you what, he's giving you gifts. He's showing you what you need to do in order to prosper and give him glory and draw others closer to him. And you want to be blessed. You want your family to be blessed. But you got to do what's necessary so that you and your family can be blessed. See, there's an attachment to the assignment, and you got to do what's necessary because there's other people attached to what you have to do. We'll get into it another time. But the word of the Lord says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And one of my favorite scriptures, Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't allow your past or anything that has already happened in your life to cause you not to call on the name of Jesus. It don't matter how old you are or what's happened in your life already. Call on the name of Jesus by faith, fully believing in who he is, what he's done, and what he's able to do. And he'll show up. Forgive me. for I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And I believe that Jesus Christ is Son of God. And I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ rose with all power. And I believe that Jesus Christ is so real and so alive. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. Holy Spirit, my heart, into my life. Stay in my life. And have your way so that I live according to God's word. Jesus' name. Amen. Family, if you just repeated that prayer after me, you just got saved. This is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And in spite of the challenges, in spite of the obstacles, in spite of the tough circumstances, God will always work it out for your good every time. Just love them. Stay committed to them. Love him with your whole heart and take ownership of being called by him, and it's going to work for your good. That's how we follow God's word, and that's the word of the Lord in Romans 8 and 28. I encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can encourage you and help you grow spiritually through the word of God. Y'all can encourage and inspire each other to stay focused and always press forward by faith. Family, we love you. And I'm going to have Pastor Tylene Daly come on and give our announcements. And if you are in Illinois, if you're in the state of Illinois, if you are in Richland Park, Illinois, you can come to Kingdom Church International Ministries and Power People Church. We would love to have you to be a part of our church family. If you're in Philly, wherever you are, I'm sure there is a church home that has room for you to be a part of their family. We're going to have Pastor Troy come on and give us announcements.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and bless God. We thank God for that word this evening. Out of everything, and when I say the Lord moved this evening, out of everything that was said this evening, I'm going to tell you what stuck in my spirit the most. Conviction is not condemnation. Hallelujah, God. That was a reason for everybody out there to shout, because if we were condemned every time we felt convicted, I don't know why Jesus and Minister Bernard Morrow always get my spirit riled up like that. Well, I know why, because our spirits just connect through the spirit of God. But I bless God for not just the word this evening, but for the entire series, things that contaminate our faith. And you can listen to the entire series. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, and in the search engine, type in "By Faith We Good, Minister Bernard Morrow." And I'm telling you, when you type it in, not only will the series come up, but all of his previous broadcast will come up. I just thank and bless God for the man of God. We thank and bless God for that soul out there, those souls out there, wherever you are listening, that gave your life to Christ this evening. You need to know that the angels are rejoicing over you right now. There is a party going on in glory because you stopped and gave your life to Christ. We bless God for that soul that came back into right relationship with him this evening. And we, as he said, we encourage you to find the Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. And until you do, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join in with us tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. We will be broadcasting another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network with The Turning Point and the host, Elder and Reverend Lee. Elder Charles and Reverend Maureen Lee. The Turning Point, 8 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook or on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can also follow us via our internet radio station and webpage, which is www.pknradio.com. Again, www.pknradio.com, where God has blessed that we're able to broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day. We have morning devotion every morning with our very own Minister Bernard Morrow. You do not want to miss it. You can join in there to also contact any of the hosts of any of the individual ministries here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Again, we thank you for joining in for this, our 1,559th episode. We love you, but more importantly, God loves you. Minister, wonderful word this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen. To God be all the glory. 1,500 and something episodes, I believe, if I'm correct. Oh, man, God is doing a great work here at PKN Radio. And we thank God that we're part of it. And you are part of it as well. If you tune in to any of the broadcasts on PKN Radio, you are part of it as well. You are part of the great work that God is doing. So, family, I just want to close out very quickly. You know, we have to spend time meditating on God's word, and we have to have a prayer life. We have to spend that personal time with God. You know, God's peace passeth all understanding and should keep our hearts and minds through his son, Jesus Christ. Even in your most difficult times, God's peace is with you. When we focus on the things of God, the peace of God will follow. Hallelujah. With a proper focus on positive things, we can experience the peace of God. We can experience peace through God's power. I want to share this with you in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19 in the King James Version. The word of the Lord says, "And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." Paul wants his readers to experience the love of Christ in a way that goes beyond mere understanding. This does not imply the knowledge is, you know, too unimportant. Instead, Paul wants the Ephesians to understand that God's love is ultimately beyond comprehension. And so, family, hallelujah, so that your faith won't be contaminated and anxiety, depression, and frustration don't take root in your life, have a desire to be filled with the Spirit of God, because God, in many ways, is and always will be the only one who can keep, sustain, and truly satisfy us, the only one who will never disappoint us. The word of the Lord says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to his power that is at work within us, unto him be all the honor, the glory, and the praise." Family, I want to encourage you tonight. You might be in a season of pruning right now. Hallelujah. You might be in a season of pruning where everything feels out of whack. You may be in a tough season right now, family. I want to encourage you. You might be in a drought season right now where you feel parched and tired and ready to give up. You might be in a season questioning how to receive. No matter where you are today, will never leave you. He's with you every step of the way, and no matter who or what in your life might not be, God is with you in all seasons. Family, I don't know where you find yourself today, but this I do know. Having strong faith, God will do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that you can ask or think. And God loves you more than what you can fathom. We can trust in God. We can trust in God. We might not always like the process, but we can trust the designer of the process. Yes, we can. We can trust God. God always wants what's best for us, and most importantly, above all, he wants our hearts to be fully for him. We serve God, the only true living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who specializes in doing the impossible, who can do beyond what we can ask or ever imagine or think of. God knows best, and he will never let you fail. God will never let you fail. The Lord leads you, because unto him be glory. Unto him be all the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, I want to bless you right now. You don't have to be frustrated if you trust God, which is why you have to get to know him, having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Because when you know God, you'll always trust him. I speak over your life tonight. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Because with God, you'll never fail. You'll never lose. You'll never be defeated. But you'll always win. And I decree and declare it is so. In Jesus' name, everything you set your hands to do will prosper and increase. You are an overcomer. You are a child of the Most High God. You are victorious. We bind anxiety, depression, and frustration now in Jesus' name. Live your life in peace and let Jesus lead the way. I look forward to reconnecting with you all next month as we close out this series, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. We're going to get into part 10, and we're going to come together, and all of us, we're going to give God the glory as we press forward by faith. Y'all already know, by faith we good, for we walk by faith. I love you, family. Enjoy your weekend. I'm out.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.